Title: Clearing Break Tales from Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Intermediate. All right, let's dial in that proper pirate radio break sound. Tight, loud, aggressive but still gritty and alive. This lesson is all about clearing break tales from scratch in Ableton Live, manually, so you're not relying on a magic preset that destroys the vibe. Because in drum and bass, a break is only as good as what happens after the hit, the little room ring, the cymbal wash, the vinyl haze. That stuff can be attitude or it can be pure mud that fights your sub and makes your groove feel small. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar break loop that rolls like jungle and sits clean under a bassline. And you'll understand exactly why it works, so you can do it on any break. Let's get set up. First, set your tempo in that DNB zone, 170 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a default. Create an auto track and drop in a classic break. Amen, think. Hot pants, whatever you've got. Now make sure the break is aligned roughly to the bar lines. Doesn't need to be perfect yet, but you want it living in the right neighborhood so slicing makes sense. Warp mode. If you're warping a full break, start with Complex or Complex Pro. Complex is usually fine. Complex Pro can help sometimes, but it can also get facey on cymbals if you push it. If you try Beats mode, just know it can chop tails in a way that feels crunchy and cool, or it can completely ruin the natural wash. Use it deliberately, not accidentally. Now the main move, slice to MIDI. This is where control starts. Right-click the audio clip. Choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in drum rack slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack, and each hit is living inside its own sampler. This is the whole reason we're doing it. You get to decide what each hit is allowed to do after it lands. Before we touch anything, do a quick tail problem listen. Solo the break and listen for a few classic issues. 1. Snare cymbal wash bleeding into the next hit. 2. Kick tail or room boom that messes with the low end. 3. Hat hash that turns into fizzy sandpaper when the loop repeats. 4. Vinyl noise that feels vibey for one bar but becomes a constant blanket over 16 bars. Here's the truth. Tails that sound cool when the break is solo often become the reason your mix collapses once the sub comes in. So now we go slice by slice, starting with the kick and snare. Open a kick slice in simpler, and make sure you're in classic mode. First thing, control the end point. Literally drag the end marker so the sample stops before it smears into whatever comes next. This is a big mindset shift. You're not ruining the break, you're making it usable. Pirate Radio tightness comes from being brave with trimming. But if you trim hard, you'll sometimes get clicks. That's normal. So second thing, add a tiny fade out, or use the amp envelope release. As a starting point, kicks usually like a very short fade out, maybe 2 to 8 milliseconds, and a release in the 20 to 60 millisecond range. Snares can take a bit more, fade out 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 40 to 120. Hats and ghosts, usually short releases so they don't spray all over the bar. If you're still hearing micro clicks even after fades, it might not just be trimming. It can be warp plus zero crossing weirdness. In that case, you may need to recrop that hit from the original break at a cleaner point, or even re-import and re-slice an unwarped section. Don't ignore tiny clicks. In DNB, clicks become a nasty, constant tick once you're loud. Third thing, high pass the tail without killing the punch. Turn on Simpler's filter. Choose a steep high pass, like HP24, and keep resonance low. You're cleaning, not making it resonant. Kick slice. You're usually just removing rumble, so somewhere around 20 to 35 Hz. Snare slice. You can often high pass 80 to 140 Hz depending on how much body you want. Hats. 200 to 400 Hz. And a quick coach note here. Think of tail as two different things. There's ring out, like room and natural decay, which can be attitude. And there's continuous noise bed, like hiss and simple soup, which can build up like fog. When you decide which one you want, cleaning becomes way easier. Next, choke groups. This is huge for classic break behavior. In the drum rack, put your hat slices and any open hat or ride slices into the same choke group. That way, if you retrigger hats with MIDI, you're not stacking infinite cymbal wash. And here's an intermediate trick. You can also choke wash your snare variants, so only one snare air happens at a time. That reduces buildup without having to gate everything into dust. Cool. At this point, your individual hits should already feel tighter. But now we do the pro move. Split the break into transients and tails. Duplicate the sliced track. Name one break transient and the other break tail. We're going to make the transient track do the punching, and the tail track do the grime and room, but on your terms. Before we add plugins, a quick gain staging habit. Pull both tracks down maybe 10 dB. Parallel layers can trick you into doubling loudness and slamming your bus without noticing. Start lower, build up. On break transient, add a gate. The goal is aggressive tail control globally. Use the listen function on the gate so you hear what you're removing. That's the fastest way to dial it. Starting points. Attack 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. Hold 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. Threshold depends on the break, but often somewhere between minus 20 and minus 35 dB. You're aiming to keep the hit, lose the smear, then add drum bus. This is where the snap gets real. Drive maybe 3 to 10. Crunch subtle, like 0 to 15% unless you want full distortion. Boom. Be careful. In DNB, sub is sacred. If you use boom at all, keep it low, maybe 0 to 20%, and watch the frequency around 50 to 80 Hz. And then transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30, but don't make your hat's razor blades. Then EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove junk. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 450. If you need presence, a gentle push around 2 to 5K. Gentle. You're not making a techno clap. You're making a break that can live for 8 minutes. Now the break tail track. This one is all about vibe, but controlled. You can use a gate here too, but looser, or even skip it. If you do gate it, attack 2 to 8 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds. You want room and air, not infinite wash. Then EQ8, and this is the big one. High pass the tail air hard, often 150 to 250 Hz. This is how you stop the tail from bulleting the sub. You can also dip 300 to 700 if it's cloudy, and maybe pull down a high shelf around 8 to 12K if it's fizzy. Now add saturator. This is where pirate grit comes from. Analog clip or soft sign, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and keep the output level controlled. Optional, a touch of redux for that broadcast abuse texture. Super light, downsample around 1.2 to 2.5, and keep bit reduction minimal or even off. The goal is texture, not digital destruction. Then utility, narrow the tail, width around 60 to 90%. The more centered your tails are, the more solid your groove feels, and the less your mix smears. If you want to go deeper later, you can also do mono discipline below about 120 to 150 Hz, but even just narrowing the tail track gets you most of the way. Now blend. Bring up the transient layer until it punches. Then bring up the tail layer quietly underneath until you miss it when it's gone. But you don't clearly notice it when it's on. That's the sweet spot. And here's a super practical coach check. Do a subtest. Make a simple sign or some patch playing a long note around 40 to 60 Hz. Then a slash be your tail layer on and off. Also sweep the tail high pass frequency up and down. If the sub note audibly changes weight or feels like it wobbles when tails come in, you've still got low-end garbage interacting. High pass more or reduce tail level. Now arrangement. Because even the cleanest break will feel dead if it loops like a photocopy. Let's build a simple 8-bar approach. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it straightforward. Establish the groove. Bar 3. Add one extra ghost snare and a small hat variation. Keep the ghost low velocity. You want it felt, not heard. Bar 4. Add a tiny stop, like an eighth note or a 16th of silence right before the snare. That little vacuum makes the next hit feel huge. Bars 5 and 6. Bring in an alternate snare slice or rim as a response. Call and response is how breaks feel like they're talking. Bar 7. Do a small fill. Shuffle a couple hits, or reverse a snare tail. Bar 8. Set up the drop, a dropout or impact moment. One of my favorite pirate moves is leaving just the tail layer for a tiny moment, like the last 16th before the snare, then slamming both layers back on. It's like the room inhales and then the hit punches through the radio. Timing-wise, nudge a few hats 3 to 10 milliseconds late to get swing. Or use groove pool. MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60 is a good starting point. And again, ghosts should be low velocity and slightly off-grid. That late-night corridor shuffle is basically micro-timing plus restraint. Now glue it together. Group the transient and tail tracks into a break bus. On the bus, add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Soft clip-on is optional if you like the edge. Add a limiter after, just for safety. Sealing around minus 0.8 dB. Don't smash it. The master is for final loudness. This is just preventing random spikes. And throw a spectrum on the bus so you can literally see if your tail layer is building constant energy below 150 Hz. If it is, high pass the tail more or turn it down. Simple, a few common mistakes to avoid while you work. If you overgate until the brake sounds fake and disconnect it, loosen the release or blend more tail back in. Remember, the pirate vibe is usually shortening plus tiny fade plus low end removal, not just chopping everything to zero. If you get warp artifacts on cymbals, try switching complex to complex pro or reslicing from a cleaner part of the brake. If your highs feel wide and messy, narrow the tail layer. Wide noisy tails can make the whole track feel smaller. Now, optional intermediate upgrade if you want it even more broadcast clean without sounding edited. Duck the tail with sidechain compression instead of hard gating. Put a compressor on the tail track, sidechained from the transient track. Fast attack, medium release. The idea is the grime stays present, but it steps out of the way exactly when the hit lands. It's clean, controlled, and still nasty in the gaps. Another advanced idea. Velocity scaled tail length. In simpler, map velocity to amp release or filter frequency. Low velocity ghosts become shorter or darker, main hits stay fuller. That makes the brake feel performed. And if your original cymbal top end is harsh, don't fight it. Make a dedicated airbed. Resample a second of the brake's noise, high pass it hard around 6 to 10k, add light saturation, maybe tiny movement, and blend it super low, like minus 25 to minus 15 dB. That gives you illegal radio haze without painful fizz. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice plan so you can lock this in. Pick a brake, slice to MIDI. Choose three key slices, kick, snare, hat. Tighten the endpoints. Add fade so there are no clicks, and high pass appropriately. Duplicate into transient and tail tracks. On transient, gate, drum bus, EQ8. On tail, EQ8 with a high pass around 200 Hz, then saturator, then utility with width around 80%. Write a 4-bar loop. Add one ghost snare variation in bar 2 or 4, and add one tiny stop before a snare somewhere. Then do the sub test. Play a sub note, a slash B tail on and off. If the sub stays consistent, you've done it right. Export that 4-bar break and label it Break Tight Pirate 174 BPM. Let's recap the core philosophy. This audio version is shortened for playback.